So I'll pass you to Ajahn Brahm now.
Another day in the life of a monk. A funeral this afternoon followed by a wedding, and I made sure I remembered which one was which. But you know what I'm like. I told a new joke at the wedding ceremony. I told a couple of people already. That's why I told the happy couple, they come here most Friday nights, that marriage is like a deck of cards. You start off with two hearts and a diamond, and you finish off wanting clubs and a spade. And that... But there, everybody laughs. It's a bit of fun and games. So let's now do some meditation. So if you'd like to close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, just to get home into your body again. And as you start to become aware of your body, the first thing to do is to ask your body, do you need to be moved, adjusted, scratched, coughed? To be kind to your body. You may have done a lot of work today like I have, and it just needs a bit of awareness plus kindness to relax it. And I said last week, when you are aware of your body, really aware, you can get feedback. The feedback is to showing you whether your body is getting more relaxed or more tense. And you start to notice as you move and adjust the body, as you scratch, cough, whatever, you are relaxing this body. You're loosening any tight parts, taking away pressures and irritations. And you find through this awareness of your own body the most comfortable position for you today, which may not be the most comfortable position you normally meditate in. Awareness, notice what's necessary right now. Now once you've adjusted your body as much as you can by moving it, scratching it, coughing, whatever, now we go to this deeper level of relaxation. Which if you learn nothing more in meditation, this will help enormously. You feel inside the body, places which are aching, which are tired, which are tense. To do that, you can just ask yourself a simple question. What part of my body is the most prominent? What stands out right now? And that'll be the part of the body which is most in pain or most irritated. You're aware of that now. Now see what you need to do, the attitude you need to relax that feeling. The awareness will tell you whether the most irritating, painful feeling in your body is getting less or getting more. And keep on learning how to relax your own body. An irritation which was quite strong at the beginning, you can learn how to relax. The trick is the mindfulness, the awareness. It's like a dial on the dashboard of your car. You can actually see it get higher into tension or get less, moving into relaxation. As it moves more towards relaxation, you find that the irritation, the tension inside the body gets less. You know, this is really, really important for those of you who have cancer. Just be aware of that area of your body which has that disease. You can feel it. Whatever sensation that is, you can know it. And just by being aware of it, seeing that feeling change, you can relax that part of your body so much that it heals. I teach this to the Breast Cancer Society. Be aware of that tumour, the feeling of it, however you interpret it, doesn't matter. And see what's necessary to get that feeling to relax, to lessen in its discomfort. The mindfulness gives you the feedback and you learn, bit of trial and error, what's necessary to relax your own body. Training like this, you can relax your own body so deeply. Deeper than a spa. So just keep on being aware of the level of relaxation, of ease, of comfort in your own body. If there is any other place which is irritating, in pain, focus on it. Relax it. You usually find it's with taking away the fear. Replacing the fear with kindness. Just like as a young boy or girl you were afraid and couldn't sleep, when your mother came with so much kindness, she took away that fear and the tension. You relaxed and slept. You are that really kind, caring mother or father. Relaxes your whole body. Keep relaxing your body until you get to the stage of delightful body. Relaxation is just so pleasurable. Body at ease. No tightness, no tension, no pressure, no pulling, no pushing. The body just being, relaxing, resting, healing, energizing itself. once the body is really, really, really rested, then you can do the same to your mental world, your emotional world. Look at all the past and the future, all these thoughts, just like tensions in the body, like aches and pains. That's just like the memories of the past or the fears of the future. And the way we overcome those aches and pains in the body is be aware of them and then see what's necessary to make them more peaceful, softer, less of a burden or a problem. So if you have a thought of the past or a worry about the future, just be aware of it and relax it. Be mindful of the relaxation dial or meter in your mind and see how you get relaxed with those things. They get softened. They're not so heavy. We need to relax the past and future to soften it before we let it go. Once you soften the past and the future, see if you can come home into this moment called now, the place where your future is made, the place which will later become your past, right now. And just to be here. If you want to change this present moment, get rid of it or get something else, you won't be allowed to stay here. Be in this moment with this beautiful opening the door of your heart to this moment, no matter how it feels. Just make peace with whatever's happening now. Embrace. Be kind. Let this moment be.
close to the end of this meditation period. Goes so quickly. How relaxed are you? How energized are you? How peaceful? What's it like at the end of a meditation? Be mindful of the beautiful things in your body and mind right now. The results of meditation. I'm going to ring the gong 3 times. As usual, please listen to every sound of the gong and only let the third ringing, the third resonance, bring you out from your meditation. So if you'd like to get yourselves comfortable, whatever you need to do, scratch, cough, whatever.